After a packed subway ride into the city, Rose greeted her at the office lobby. The first day was perpetual confusion and learning. Kaylee met everyone in the office, was assigned her desk, and started her first assignment for Rose before the clock had even struck midday. Fast-paced seemed to be an understatement. By the time lunch came around, her head felt like it could float away. A firm rap on her cubicle wall made her turn with a start. Kaylee's eyes drifted up the navy dress skirt and white blouse to meet those vibrant green eyes again. Alexis worked in a different department, but frequented her office enough that they could work together on some assignments. "Grab your things. I'm taking you to lunch." Kaylee was surprised at the bluntness, but quickly did as she was told. They were soon out the door and walking to a local sandwich shop. Alexis stood a few inches taller than Kaylee, making her stride longer. Kaylee's slight form felt rushed to keep up. "Welcome to your first day on the job. I'm Alexis, but most everyone calls me Alex. I didn't get the chance to introduce myself before. I hope lunch makes up for it." The conversation flowed smoothly as they walked. Finally, Alex opened the door for her, ushering Kaylee into the tiny shop. The flavors in the air made her mouth water. The Reuben was to die for, but the conversation was even more delectable.
"I swear, it feels like it's been forever since I had a conversation with someone other than my son."
The casual remark got a smile from Alex. "Oh, no husband?" Alex apparently did not have an issue with being forward about her line of questioning.
"No, it was a bad situation."
Kaylee fidgeted, feeling a bit uncomfortable.
"Let's just say the sperm donor wanted nothing to do with it, so it's just the little guy and me. It hasn't always been easy, but we're making it."
Sensing a dark topic, Alex changed her tone. "I'm sure you're a great mom. I'm not sure I could do it. I've always been fairly career-driven." Kaylee examined all of the evidence she had gathered about Alex. She thought she would be kind and caring, even though she had a straightforward demeanor.
"I bet you would do just great," she told Alex.
"You could always have a trial run with my son if you want." Alex raised her eyebrow and lightheartedly played at the prospect of babysitting. They both chuckled. As the meal wound down, Alex pulled out her check card and paid.
"You don't have to do that, really," Kaylee insisted.
"I will hear nothing of it. I told you I was taking you to lunch, which means I pay." Despite Kaylee's objections, the transaction went through. She had little choice in the matter. The walk back was just as pleasant as the lunch itself had been. As Kaylee returned to work, she felt that she may have made a new friend. But beneath the pleasant undertones, she felt an ardent desire for something more.